sokombo leti kubeke ndana turanga na marama dorobo na wanelewa ena bono le bongo New Zealand bongo shimi ena ba city le bongo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM sokombo leti kubeke ndana turanga marama dorobo na wanelewa ena sana tini kabani nondo bonoa ena samai bongo tukutuku ena bono le bongo Wellington imbula minaka sokombo leti kubani ena zatali ena zinimbula ena zininganga ni waneturanga otisu Kristo kaunita kana bosi ni kalou ena rongoza ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena bitumbiri kibikenda ena singa ni ndai ndaki nimbula ni tabutu ndaki nimbula ni tao ndatiku mwule vale senda waru utu mwenu ni dhalaka senda waru utu mwenu lomani motuka unaga mga waru mwukina mataka ni singa ni ndai sana mwitabi mwiki nda wakitu wikenda ena mataka ni singa ni kuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena singa minaka ni kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kaloki nendo sana lebolo ni vingarami ena singa ni ndai na kutumbeka mai ni sulandi wa andito si maandande si maizagadaka si maivuli si wasa mailo ni wuno tunde tu ena wuno ongo New Zealand kama kai tukutuku ena wuno liungo Wellington au sama mbule tu eni weekenda ena singa minaka ni kuwa sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka ni kuwa amba maila umbeka saka undrobe mbua sumazwaka maimba matikira o kandabu maibiti tailevu rewa serwa unamosi sende mula labi unandonga matikira musa sana labu kwa lako maikina au sanga umbule tugani ena singa minaka ni kuwa na hava tali ni wanitura kwa sisu Kristo
amen ni ndivasoka wanitura ngana singa minaka ni kuwa praise the Lord the church mwana maikina kasilevu amen ni greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's still Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can worship centers. So we can Matabovale, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but it is so we can go get us vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic and even a catechina, the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand any lot of new Methodists. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. I can't to save you for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the Foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the Foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the Foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum it's Makina, maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell Marama, the Bakarot Manikua, you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we came go the Malavala came the Kawatu is singing it tombo. The one other way to go in a Kakovakando Miko Kaimiko, Gosai Zavanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, Sakamekovunywise, so we can just look well in bullet. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We vali ni bula zamu ikon tava chiko kene ni kuwa. Kako ni kuwa katara na mati ko chiko ngoreviko. Me me kote lewe na nomu bula ni bambota. Maro taka na nomu kalo. Maro taka na nomu turang. Wangdara ito na maro. Find the joy in your heart. And serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
and the cells are to mine at television, my Kandabu, Atul my Viti, Atulau, come do my Lavizak and do Malombula, now I live in a cemetery, my come do my Namukelau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Voto, my only Lau, Fulan, Botakiong, and Nimbulavinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuva, Nimbulavinaka, and as Matakanisan and I, Mina, as Samoala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulavinaka, Watalakina. Mai mwala ni mbula binaka seni wile dhabi mai bono batu wakatalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kutuso musara gira ni mbula binaka epi aso mamalabu ni mbula binaka kemendo mai nasoso mai naviti kematalaki na kemendo mai alombi mai waya daronga da tukuna tukuni alo nikuwa da baga vini binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikuwa we were just claiming that the asawa will become a region daronga da nikuwa na tukuni alo we ingaswe na nakaya tusa nakatiko hemeni nakawa tusa naka the things that you confess, he'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. La kago bala tusa na ndona singa na tomba le maiweko. Malitalama. We walk by faith, not by sight. Wamula tal the weekend na turanga na marama zaru wono ni lewa zaga zaba obisa. We stay seni todo kani obisa. We lori todo kani obisa. Nimbula mina kani ndo shema tiku mai. Sanga nule zaba weekend ni na zaga zaba matai valu. Galai nambu ama indalai na maka mai waya bi mai lotoka kupatule kuko mai lambasa nimbula mina ka. We kamba kede ni matai valu nimbula binaka we kemendo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai siria na vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa bina ni kwa nero itabi me kero mbula tiku weekend ena singa bina ni kwa seta na ngule labi weekend na leo imiti ni la kwa ngito ba la laka wangande ba kabuli se kemu ni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ye bulo ni tiku kina kemu misa ba mbula tiku ayna fosua totoka tulan raki tobo suwa wakalindi marabu lalu reitu na isa sokolami wa ingena kitale ngayon basi kalibu mai ombega iziri awa wakatalaki wana enu de tambongo enu mayas matangani sikani na inda mga bina bina kapa kalibu wana kalu waka suso mata buwana turanga kabi kwa ya toga esa mungu zi ngupa tukuna lange free kwa kereza tukuna matali singa sikani saumi
emeni
emeni yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yuna kalowe somo na katumai uza mailo malange kina matali singa merli vi saumi na ngone ni yata baba takinoa kina lange rao zinguba usama lima zinguba talingua senga magandua ni baus tail na lange sulia na kalowe nisi minanganikua kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tibi gandua ruso mungawa ruso mungadiwa kina tolso bulu ndula kwa maivia kwa kwa mdu mungando sa oda nidolata oda nidolata oda nidolata eso sa oda oda nidolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa hera so sa hera hera sa biu kwa kato kwa chisu ndula kwa maivia come unto me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kwa ndula kwa maivia kwa kwa mdu mungando sa oda nidolata nidolata bibi hauna paka zingu ikemdo hallelujah doktor wikem doktor wikem ndo una nungu ibuwa Emeni. Ni sarao rao na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yanga beisureti uo stibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngo indo na beisureti ndi. Uo stibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuri sambula boseri kalau kau kau hangat sara kemuzunga nai selu ombatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezuru mangai baka takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baka takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
emeni mena hal talangan aku nama mena lenduri matai kuaya kendara rere bi kuaya kasih talangan itu leka kendara lebuni tagarawa Kembali matangani sikani ndai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na beisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Yungu na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena daw langa tumalewo na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endenai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembali bishule tetuwa na kalo dola kumai biao mai kalo kumai mai ukoe lenga ukoe nyera ukoe matamboko ukoe matareba ukoe tutu liao ukoe ndamudabua kalo ukoe lame lako kalo kumai ni lako kalo kumai ukoe magandua na ewanda nizolata na izolzola mbibi kalimi mekano watimu kalimi na lubemu ndue moshi biiko ndue mwole kamiko nga ina numa tiko ekali tiko na kalo sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko ukoya hino mataka nisiga nikuwa menda lako mai biikoya hino mataka nisiga nikuwa ini lain tama ingkara wikoa bagai halo kau bagai dina kau tama ina no mundu izolo zola kelena kani bol tamu ni sando na numi kenda na kalu ina sing bida kani kwa ni kumbara ni mbiumbi mo iwale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through every word that departs from your lips from your mouth or even from in your heart God already give you everything that you are going through so feel free and open up don't mask yourself you're wearing a mask but don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through God knows the pain that you go through God knows the problem that you're going through God knows the mountain that you are climbing some of us we just starting some of us in the midway some of us we even try to reach the top and God knows every problem that we are going through and that's why he said come unto me because he alone knows the plan he has for us the plan to prosper us and never to harm us and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life, you have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? You got a water that go on going to be Jesus Christ. Kako Paula, Sasaka Nikoya Undina Sambula, Christo Sambula Miao, Oya Usaba, Kotibataki. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina kiko e mosu tukungo o iko na kila biko e na wa iko loko mo tumai na bisi galip. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Ke roho lenga kenda lutu ba Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba le ndele nyua ke viso tekana wai mewai ni multiply lima ne mulima rai. Ke ina ruwa rai ne kana kila lima na unduru na turanga ke ina marama. Hemeni. And a woman was Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikata Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Nanito Valley, Sengakina in the lounge, open space, but it's going to store. Kitana non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Sigatambu. And I am in a Nito Solana Tinago, and Mavaro Tikitona Vimada, Kitona Dandavo Kitona Yetuna Langser, Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. Langono susurakitikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you can borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. You're going to tell me that my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit. Yes. You can say, make the decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a trunk, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels. What the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was wrong about Catholic, but I cannot to a woman. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church. I believe the making and I'm doing it. I believe the making and I'm doing it.